From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama arrives today in Nairobi, Kenya, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. Amina Mohamed is Kenya's foreign minister.
For us, it's a defining moment. It truly is a defining moment. It's the first time that an American sitting head of state is visiting our country. It hasn't happened in the 52 years of independence, you know. And so it's really a big and huge moment for us.
On Sunday, Mr. Obama will travel up the Rift Valley to become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. He's expected to meet with the prime minister and address the African Union, which is headquartered in Addis Ababa. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter meeting with Kurdish leaders during an unannounced visit to the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have emerged as one of the most capable forces in the battle against the Islamic State militants in northern Iraq's Kurdish region and in neighboring Syria. U.S. is providing security assistance to the Peshmerga. Turkey says it has carried out a series of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, further expanding its involvement in the battle against the militants. The strikes come a day after reports suggested Turkey will let U.S. fighter planes use a base in Turkey to attack the militants. A new report is finding that the U.S. military mistakenly shipped live anthrax samples to dozens of labs for more than a decade. The Defense Department released the information, a report on Thursday saying anthrax spores did not pose a risk to the general public. Contact with live anthrax could lead to a flu-like disease and maybe death. This is VOA News. A gunman in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana opened fire late Thursday in a movie theater, killing two and wounding several others. Before killing himself, about 100 people were in the theater watching the film when the gunman began shooting his fellow moviegoers with a handgun. Tanya Clark was in the theater lobby at the time of the shooting.
Like a whole group of people, teenagers mainly, running out telling everybody to run for their life. And I just thought it was teenagers just playing like a little prank, you know. And then I see a whole nother bigger group coming out screaming the same thing. And my reaction was, and then we saw a lady with blood all over her leg. I just grabbed my child, and we just all ran.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said the shooting was a seemingly random act of violence on families out for a night of entertainment. There is no word on a possible motive for the shootings. European Union has opened an antitrust case against six major U.S. film studios and Sky UK of Britain, charging they unfairly restrict customer access to content within the European Union. European Commission said it's considering filing similar charges against France's Canal Plus, Sky Italia of Italy, and Sky Deutschland of Germany. A report in the New York Times newspaper says two federal inspectors general have asked the Justice Department to open a criminal investigation into whether Hillary Clinton mishandled sensitive government information on a private email account when she was U.S. Secretary of State. News of the use of private email account made headlines in March and quickly became a campaign issue for Mrs. Clinton, who is running for president. She's maintained there was no classified information on the account. U.S. scientists are celebrating the discovery of a planet with striking similarities to Earth. A spokesman for NASA, the American Space Agency, says this animation of the planet is based on observations of the Kepler Space Telescope. NASA's John Jenkins says the planet was spotted orbiting a distant sun-like star.
It would likely have a mass about five times that of Earth and a surface gravity about twice that of Earth. So you and I would weigh twice as much as we do now, but only until we walked around for a few weeks and lost some serious pounds. We'd also expect the atmosphere to be thicker and have more cloud cover, and this planet would likely still have very active volcanoes.
Scientists are saying the discovery of the planet is one remarkable, but they're getting there will take quite some time. The planet is in a solar system that is 1,400 light years away from our own. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.